time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
We lost a national treasure last week, and most will not realize it or even consider it so. In fact, we have been losing this treasure for many years now. The treasure is not necessarily a person, but instead a generation. I'm referring to what has come to be known as the Greatest Generation. The generation that stood the test of great turmoil in the world during the 1940s when darkness encompassed the globe in the form of a worldwide war. A generation that was not afforded the luxury of growing up, but instead was thrust into a fight that would correct the course of history for every living person. The treasure that was lost last week was a personal one. My father-in-law, Tom McMahon, passed away at the age of 95. Some may have known him, many did not. He was a fixture in Shelter Cove for the past 40-plus years. He was known as Shelter Cove Tom and even had business cards that made that distinction fact for him and others. Tom, like my own father and a whole generation, answered the call in the early 1940s and embarked on a crusade to free the world from tyranny. These brave men and women put everything on hold in their lives in order to make the world a safer place for all. Many returned to pick up their lives where they had left off, but those who survived lived life big in honor of those who did not return. Tom might about his age so he could get into the fight and ended up in the Army Air Corps as a tail gunner in a B-17 Flying Fortress. Tom was shot down over France on his 13th mission and was reported deceased to his family in New York. It wasn't until a year or so later records were provided by Germany that indicate Tom was actually a prisoner of war. He was able to escape a couple of times during his time in captivity and work with the French underground and was eventually recaptured. He was repatriated by the advancing Russian troops and returned home to New York at the end of the war. Tom and his first wife had 6 children. They moved to California, where he taught school until retirement. He then moved to Shelter Cove, remarried, and had 3 more children. Tom found the solace he had been looking for in Shelter Cove, enjoying surfing, fishing, and long walks on the beach. Shelter Cove was the soothing balm he had been looking for since the death and destruction he had encountered during the war. For Tom, simplicity of his life in Shelter Cove provided him with the balance he needed in his life. Tom was a proud man and strongly believed in his rights as an individual. He always had an opinion and would voice it if he had the opportunity. The main thing is that he passed away peacefully from a world that dealt out a significant amount of turmoil in his younger years, but was able to contribute like many others despite those struggles. Were Tom and others like him from that period of time national treasures? Well, for many, the answer is yes, and we will continue to miss what we treasure. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.